USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for over 24 hours, and there's no longer evidence of an actively replicating virus, though the White House has not said that the president has tested negative for the virus. With the new report on his health, the president will hit the campaign trail tomorrow. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
In the era of COVID, more and more employers are telling their employees they can work remotely. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on one tech giant that's expanding its remote working policies.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. Beshear says he hopes he's setting a good example and keeping others around him safe. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
According to the plans of Senate Republicans, federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court by the end of the month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, says he's not endorsing any political candidate, despite appearing in a new ad for the Trump campaign. In a statement Sunday, Fauci says his comments in the ad were used without his permission, were taken out of context, and made months ago about the broad efforts of federal public health officials. The clip of Fauci used in the ad appears to have him endorse the efforts of President Trump in fighting the coronavirus pandemic. And quarterback Alex Smith made his return for the Washington football team this afternoon. Smith had missed nearly 2 years due to a broken leg and severe infection that nearly cost him that leg. He completed 9 passes for 37 yards in his relief effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.